With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show
on a Wednesday.
On a Tuesday?
No, it's a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
I'm Rami Makhlouf. That's the former Packard Badger running back, Gary Ellerson, the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Steven.
Over there to my left. Lots to get to with you between now and 6 o'clock. Of course, your chance to win $1,000 at 4 and 5. You'll hear from Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. He joins us at 3:35, tells us about some new defensive packages that the Packers are playing with. Mike Clemens goes one-on-one with Quentin Rollins, 3:48. He goes one-on-one with Lance Kendricks at 4:48. And if you missed our conversation with David Stearns, that's coming your way at 4:35. Gary has his hand up, so he wants to sidetrack the show right out of the gates. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do
this. No, go ahead. You already did it.
I don't know. Like, do you ever get concerned in your weight loss process when you were losing weight that you were losing too much weight?
No, because I needed to lose it as quick as possible so I could win my bet with you guys.
So there was no concern?
Yeah,
no.
There was a deadline.
Yeah.
Because I had just recently lost 5 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So I'm now down to 2.25.
Are you walking?
Yeah.
That's why.
Is that what's doing it? Since I bought this damn dog.
When I mall walk during the week, I lose weight.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
I still can't believe you mall walk.
No, I don't mall walk.
No, I'm talking to him.
Well, I can believe
Sparky.
You mall walk. When did you start mall walking, Steve?
I don't know, for a few months.
You been mall walking lately or what?
Not as much as I'd like to.
I can't believe you mall walk.
Dude, he's 100, man. He's 100 years old, dude.
Dude, I enjoy it.
Do you wear ankle weights and carry 2-pound dumbbells?
No. You said the same thing
with a
last
headband.
Time.
No. Yeah, full-on sweatsuit.
No, he wears Levi's.
I wear what I wear into here. I don't wear anything different.
Told you, wear jeans.
Whatever I wear into here is what I wear.
You wear jeans. Told you. And that little shirt he had on, probably wear that same shirt he had on yesterday to mall walk in.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to do all that.
Did you mall walk today?
No.
No? You didn't get your workout in?
So, and I've been
because I got to take Jackson to daycare early on Wednesday because we have our show meeting, so I can't do
right.
it.
Right.
So I've been lifting a lot, too, though, Rami.
Okay.
So I think I've added lifting in my
lifting can help you lose weight. A lot of people don't put those two together.
Yeah.
Because when you put on muscle, you'll burn calories faster and increase your metabolism.
So maybe it's a combination of two, like Steve says, walking, because I have been walking a lot, damn near every day with this dog now.
Well, yeah.
And then Brock I had to take him to go work out every day, so I work out at the gym with him every other day, so 3 days a week.
Well, you're looking good, GE. You're not losing weight. No, you're good.
I get scared.
You're good.
You don't get scared?
I'll give you my professional medical advice.
It's because Rami's not old and he's not even thinking about death yet.
Oh, I think about it every day. I'm terrified. I live in fear.
What are you terrified of?
Dying.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
This is a good topic to do at 2 o'clock.
Because then it's over. What do you mean, why? That's why.
Doesn't fear me. I don't fear.
I think so.
Yeah,
but how do we really know?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's start off with some real deep stuff here on the Wendy's Big Show. At 2 o'clock.
That's what we do, man. It's the Big Show, bro. It's the Big Show.
All right, let's bring it down a few notches.
I'm sorry, I should not have done
something
that.
A little less serious.
Rami, you gotta save me from me sometimes. Why did you do that? You actually encouraged me to do that.
Because I thought you were gonna do what we were doing as we came on the air, which was really funny. We were talking about how fat Maurice Jones-Drew has gotten on the NFL.
That got me losing weight. That's what it came into. Because I started thinking, I said, that joke is huge, but I've been losing weight lately. Maurice Jones-Drew is huge.
He is.
It's like a little bowling ball right now. Isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is. You know who's in good shape?
Who?
Randall Cobb. Should Randall Cobb be on punt returns this season? 799-1250. Or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM the Fan.
All right, I'm gonna be in Green Bay tomorrow.
Yes, you are.
Let me give you a little.
We're gonna be at State Fair tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Goose Island, right there.
Wow, that snuck up on me.
Yeah. Goose Island.
Oh man.
Why did it sneak up on you? We were just talking about it in the show meeting.
I know, I didn't.
No, but it came so quick.
I didn't put two and two together that it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's here right here.
Oh man.
Yeah. So we're inside the Goose Island Bar, right there on the center walking area. I still know what it's called. Center walking area.
The Midway.
No, that's where the rides are. But anyways, so the center walking area right next to TMJ. So if you want to be entertained, you come over by us to Goose Island. If you want to fall asleep, go over, listen to TMJ. There you go.
So should Randall Cobb be on punt returns? You were starting something there, Gary.
So I want to be right when I do stuff like this. So I was up in Green Bay, and I'm watching Randall Cobb. And he just doesn't look like Randall Cobb anymore.
What do you mean by that?
Looks like Kenny Stills. I mean, what does he look like?
You know, and I think he's better, but you know how Victor Cruz started looking?
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Just old. He started looking old.
Yep.
Like one off season, he just got old.
Yep.
He just showed up, and he was not Victor Cruz anymore.
Yep.
So you're saying that's potentially what has happened to Randall Cobb?
So this leads me to my other topic, because the guy still caught a lot of balls at practice. I mean, he's still catching everything inside, but I think he's beat up. And that happens. You don't live very long in that slot position when you're that size. You just don't. Your life expectancy in the NFL, when you're that size, you get beat up. He's been hammered a lot. He just doesn't. And maybe as the season goes along, or maybe just as the camp goes along, he finds it. But just to me, he did look a little old. But I will say this. If you need to get him more touches, put him on punt return. I think he should return punts. Absolutely. Because I think with the addition of Martellus Bennett and who's the tight end from the Badgers?
Lance Kendricks.
I keep wanting to call him Travis Beckham.
Definitely not.
But with addition of Lance,
Travis Kendrick, Beckham will be in our golf outing, by the way.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Okay. When is our golf outing? Do you know?
August 15th.
Yeah.
You can sign up right now at 1057fmthefan.com.
August 15th?
Yes, sir.
Give Kids the World charity.
Yeah.
Perkins.
Yep. We don't give them the world. Lance Kendricks, Martellus Bennett, two new weapons, Ty Montgomery, Jordy, Devon Adams. That's a lot of balls to be thrown out to a lot of guys. Somebody's going to get shorted. So if you want to maximize the potential of Randall Cobb, I think you got to put him on punt return. You put your best guy on punt return in this case, because you need him to get more touches. And this is a good way to get more touches for him.
And he, of course, wants to be back there.
I think he should be there.
Saying it again this year.
Now, see, last year, you've heard me all along because I don't want him on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to call in and say, "Girl, I thought you said you never." I did it. But after I saw him this week, I said to myself,
"Self,
he should be returning punts, because I just don't think his numbers of balls that he's going to get are going to be limited because of the guys that they have on his offense this year."
He was asked about returning punts, and he said, "That's who I am. That was never my decision not to be back there."
Right. Well, it wasn't. That was McCarthy and them decision.
Should Randall Cobb be on punt returns? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, the Fan. Follow-up question to you, Gary. You say he should be out there if you want to get him more touches, but if he's looking the way that you're saying that he's looking, is he going to be more effective back there than the other guys that you've tried?
Yeah, those guys like him, they'll find it. He's going to give you something. He's going to be okay. You're just trying to give him more touches to be explosive, to be that veteran, to be that guy, to give you something. Who else are you going to put back there right now? I like him better than anybody else they can throw out there right now.
They had Micah Hyde back there. He's not around anymore.
Right.
They tried Janis at it.
Yeah, can't do it.
You think he'd be more effective back there than Janis?
Yes. Oh, God.
Janis is the faster guy now, though,
isn't
he?
But Janis, Rumdog, is a better kickoff returner than he is a punt returner. Janis is a long strider, so he doesn't have those little short steps and burst and hip move to move inside these small, confined areas.
Right.
where Randall Cobb can slither through these little small confined areas. Janice has, and so kickoff return, you, the field is more open for you. Have you ever returned punts?
Me?
Yeah.
No, man. I was fat when I played football.
So you were the frontline block.
Okay, yeah, I was the wedge buster.
Block for me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, the punt return part of this NFL game or part of football is almost suicide. It's a natural high feeling. It's an exhilarating feeling. It's something almost
it's an adrenaline rush.
Big time.
Right.
It's something, it's a play that you know could go either way, and you got to have great concentration. It is a play that can change the game. And Randall Cobb, I think, is the guy for the job. I mean, he can do that. I returned punts in high school, and I love returning punts. But then again, if jokers don't get their blocks and you don't put your hand up to fair catch, you can get your head taken off. I love that about that.
Should Randall Cobb be on punt return? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Gary has changed course.
Yeah.
In the past, he
said
no. But
I told you why.
Yep.
Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense to me.
I'm just trying to get him more touches in his later years in life.
Does it make sense to Sparky?
Not in life, but in his...
In his career.
Yeah.
Does it make sense to Sparky? We'll find out next on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
Punt return has always been a part of who I am as a player. You know, that's always been something I've wanted to do. I asked about that last year, the year before. I'm going to continue to ask about that. I'm going to do everything I can to be back there. You know, Trevor's done some great things this past year, and we're both competing for a starting job, and that's how I take it. You know, I'm going out there to compete every day to try to win a starting punt return job.
There's Packers wide receiver and potential punt returner, Randall Cobb. This is the Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Should Randall Cobb be on punt return? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We saw how dangerous he was at that position the first couple of years of his career. He became more prominent in the offense, so they dialed back those duties for Randall Cobb. And Gary Ellerson has come around to saying he should be back on punt return duties. 799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. So Gary has changed his mind. Sparky, have you?
No.
Okay.
I disagree. I mean, just go back to listen to what Gary said and just use Gary against Gary. Gary said he started and it looked like what Victor Cruz looked like. And you said, what's that? Old? Yes. So why do I want a less explosive player back there? Number one. Number two, I have absolutely, just write this down, no faith in what's behind the first three in this wide receiving core. Until I see more production consistently out of Geronimo Allison, I'm not on his bandwagon. I know some of you are. And then after that, it's just all questions. A bunch of young guys, besides Janice. A bunch of young guys who you don't know what they're capable of or not capable of doing. I know Randall Cobb could be a decent possession wide receiver, worst case scenario. And we were talking about it earlier this afternoon, me and Gary and Rami, about formations in which the Packers can line up in. You know, the Packers could line up in a two tight end formation with Ty Montgomery as a single back, Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson. Now, in that case, you're not going to use Randall Cobb, your third wide receiver, as much because you're going to be using both of your tight ends. But there will be other situations where that third wide receiver is still going to play quite a bit. And I think Randall Cobb will still get the ball. And now if you look at who guys are going to be looking at rolling coverages soon and everything else, Randall Cobb's going to have man-to-man coverage probably all the time. I don't see any scenario in which he gets doubled. And Randall Cobb has that comfort factor with Aaron Rodgers. They know each other well. I like him in this offense. I don't want him hurt necessarily at this point. So if I'm the Green Bay Packers, Randall Cobb continues to not go back there on punt returns. Now, if you get to the playoffs and then you decide you want to do it and you think Randall Cobb, you know, looks like the old Randall Cobb with the explosiveness and everything else and has the ability to take it to the house still, fine. But if that doesn't come back, then all he is a glorified possession wide receiver, which they still need on this team because you don't have one outside of the first two receivers. So that's the role he stays in.
I don't think Randall Cobb should have ever been pulled off punt returns.
I know. We've
had this debate in the past.
Correct.
Because I value special teams more than most people do. And I value field position more than most people do. A punt return is potentially one of the more game-changing plays in the sport of football.
Right.
In terms of how you can flip the field.
Yep.
And a guy can be just as valuable as a punt returner.
It's a momentum changer.
As he is as a wide receiver. Exactly. It's a complete momentum changer. Take Devin Hester, for example. I mean, that Bears offense was, I know he's not Devin Hester. I'm not saying he is Devin Hester, but that Bears offense was terrible. You were able to go to a Super Bowl and score enough points because Devin Hester was able to give you decent field position.
Well, just
you had Rex Grossman at quarterback.
Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard. If you want to go a little further back and keep it here in the state of Wisconsin.
So far, we're using some of the best punt returners we've seen in the game. Why don't you use Deion Sanders next?
Randall Cobb the first couple of years, and I know he's not going to be
Desmond
that anymore.
Howard,
he's not the same player he was the first couple of years in the league.
He's not. I was just saying, I know he's not that player anymore because, as Gary said, he looks a little bit older than he did when he first came into the league.
Those guys you talked about, Romy, weren't receivers.
No, they weren't.
Hester,
I'm just talking about the impact,
right,
and Hester was later changed to a receiver and shouldn't have been.
Right.
I'm just saying the impact that a punt returner
Howard
can have.
Wasn't he? Howard was wide receiver.
No, not really.
You didn't play wide receiver in Michigan? What did he play?
No, I'm talking about in the pros.
Well, what did he play in the pros?
He's a returner.
He didn't really play much in the pros outside of special teams.
Yeah, he's a returner.
But he played wide receiver for the Packers.
When he was on the field.
Yeah, they put him at receiver.
It was that receiver.
I mean, yeah. Deion was clearly a DB. You know, I mean, you could look at different guys that were successful at this, and some of them were DBs, and some were wide receivers. I understand that. I'm just saying, if we all agree Randall Cobb is not the same explosive player that he once was, we're all on board there, and we all agree that he's susceptible to injuries on top of all of that, then the best bet for him, if you want to continue to use him, is to use him as that possession wide receiver that kind of goes across the middle and gets you those yards that nobody else wants to get you, and avoid putting him back there on punt returns or possibly losing him, unless you are 100% in on Geronimo Allison. I don't know if he's a possession receiver either. And maybe the argument is, well, you don't need a possession wide receiver. That's what Bennett's going to be, or that's what Kendricks is going to be, or however you want to view it. And that's fine if you don't think you need a third wide receiver that's dependable. I still think you probably do, because I'm not as sold on Lance Kendricks as a lot of people are either. So I still want that third wide receiver that I can rely on in time of need, and I think Randall Cobb can still be that guy.
And you've always been worried, and we've gotten into this before, that him getting hurt.
And him getting older does not lead me to believe any less than I did before.
And him getting hurt and losing that weapon on offense because he was your number two wide receiver all these years.
But not anymore. And so
now you don't have a three without him.
Now he's your number four.
Three.
He's number three right
Martellus
now.
Martellus Bennett is number three.
He will be. That's what's going to morph into. So here's what we're saying, Steve, and I get what you're saying, too. But I'm just saying, it just feels like in this offense now, and Rami's trying to get to it, his touches may not be the same. So we're trying to get him more touches. And in a way to try to get him more touches, he needs to return punts.
And if he gets hurt, it's not as big of a loss to the offense as it was 2 years ago.
So you think Randall Cobb is the most explosive wide receiver they have to return punts? The most explosive DB they have? Of everybody that's available to return punts between wide receivers and DBs, he's the most explosive player.
Yes, right now he is. He is over Trevor
Davis.
How
can you say that after you just got done saying he's old?
Well, I understand. You probably don't get that, but that's okay.
I don't. I just want you to explain it to me.
Because I think he works explosive to me. I think he works well in small and confined spaces. I just don't trust Trevor Davis. Trevor Davis, Steve, is
faster. I don't
know
if he even makes the team.
Yeah, Trevor. Right, you're right about that. That's true, too. But Trevor Davis right now today is faster than Randall Cobb.
Sure.
Jeff Janis is faster than Randall Cobb.
And any of those rookies might be, too.
Yeah. But what Randall Cobb has, a lot of these other guys don't have, he just have for the knack of the punt return. You guys remember Brian Mitchell?
Yep.
Yeah.
Played for the Redskins.
I don't know if he was ever really that
He was
explosive.
A running back.
Yeah. But he just had a way of knack of doing it. And
when you talk about straight line speed, he wasn't necessarily that fast.
No.
He knew how to get away from guys.
He knew how to get, and to me, that's what punt return's about. Yeah, now, at some point, you got to break away from a juggle when you get there. But in a punt return, it's all about how you try to maneuver yourself in small, confined spaces. And I think Randall Cobb right now on this team does it better than anybody else. Can you get somebody else that's faster? Yeah, and they do. They got guys faster. But I trust Randall Cobb more than I trust Trevor Davis, any of those rookie guys, and Jeff Janis.
I got some tweets coming in here.
What's the tweet say, Steve?
At 105.7 FM, the fan. Steve says, sure, if all he has to do is make a fair catch, give me Davis and the explosive ability. That's from Steve. Chad says, I do agree with Gary, but man, that's an expensive punt returner.
Sure it is.
Do we also all agree that Randall Cobb is probably not on this team after this year?
Yes.
Is his contract up after this year?
No, he's got one more year.
But they can get out of it without costing him too much money.
So he's the guy. Well, it depends on how this shakes out, because you got to play Devontae Adams after this year. But he's a guy that probably be asked to take a pay cut. Now, we thought that was going to happen this year, and they didn't step to him at all. Which, you know, that's what the Packers do sometimes. He may be that guy that they ask to take a pay cut. And but it all depends on who develops behind him. And right now, you've got a core group of guys that I think that are pretty good, that can be some pretty good players.
I got some more tweets coming in here. Dad says, I'd only put Cobb back on punt returns in late close game situations where a muff would be disastrous. He is sure-handed. Another one from David. David says, Randall Cobb shouldn't be on punt return. Still valuable on offense. Don't get him injured returning punts. Use him occasionally as a spark.
Rum Dog.
Gary.
Give me your receivers in order for the Packers.
Can I include tight ends?
Yes, they're receivers.
All right. Devontae Adams is your number one.
Okay.
I'm sticking with that.
Okay.
I said that before before last season started. Yeah. I said wait for year four of Devontae Adams.
Go ahead.
And he's going to be your number one wide receiver.
Okay.
And I'm staying with it. I've been doing it for a year now, okay. So why change course?
I'm not jumping down your throat on it. I just smile.
Devontae Adams is your number one.
Okay.
Jordy Nelson is your number two, and will be working out of the slot plenty. And he'll be doing that because if you look at his numbers out of the slot last year, they were ridiculous. He's bigger and faster than most slot guys, and teams aren't going to be ready for that. And even if you are ready for it, there just isn't much you can do to stop it. Martellus Bennett is your number three. Then I think it's between Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison for your number four. And then Lance Kendricks right behind those guys.
And where's Ty Montgomery?
He's a running back.
Yeah, but how many passes do you think he's going to catch this year? That eats into that, too.
LaDainian Thomas said 600 yards.
Exactly.
I don't think he'll get more. Now, he can do something.
I don't know. How many balls did Montgomery catch last year?
I can check that out. I don't have that.
He wasn't full-time running back last year, but so you probably need to look at that. And so I don't necessarily disagree with you on everything that you said, Ram. I mean, Devontae, I was like, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But I think that's the way it's going to shake out. I think just being at training camp for those last 3 days, I just didn't notice Randall Cobb at all.
Ty Montgomery had 44 receptions last year for 348 yards.
He's going to catch 50 balls this year.
Because they're going to motion him out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
He's going to be a fantasy football beast.
He's going to catch
50
balls.
If he keeps the running back.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's your starting running back for 16 games.
Mike Williams was running with the ones in practice.
Ty Montgomery. Now, I don't know what this means in terms of actual impact on an actual football field. If you have a shot at Ty Montgomery in your fantasy football league, get him. He's going to be a beast.
He's
going to
catch 50 balls this year. Now, Randall was hurt last year. How many did Randall Cobb catch last year?
I can find that out for
you. If you just look at his stats, Ty Montgomery, Ty's going to catch 50 balls this year. I just don't see no way around.
Who's the more explosive player, Ty Montgomery or Randall Cobb?
At this point in their careers, Ty Montgomery.
Depends on what you want him to do.
Punt returns.
Well, Ty can't return punts.
Last year, Randall Cobb had 60 receptions on 84 targets. He had, 610 yards and 4 touchdowns.
That was a down year for him.
And I don't think the arrow points back up for Randall Cobb from here, does it? In terms of production and targets?
For Randall Cobb?
Yeah.
Give him the numbers again.
Last year, he had 60 receptions on 84 targets. 610 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Well, it all depends. Because if you think about this right now, I don't think you can pull Jordy off the field. Nope. I don't think you can pull Devontae off the field.
Nope.
And I don't think you can pull Martellus off the field.
Correct.
Those three stay every play.
I agree, Steve. Totally agree.
If he pulls, he being McCarthy, pulls any one of those three off the field.
Give me those three again.
Jordy, Devontae, Martellus.
Yeah.
If those three are not on the
totally
field
agree.
At all times, I'm going to be mad. Just, you can write
totally
it down.
Agree.
And I don't care who comes in for who. I don't care if Kendricks is in there for Martellus. I don't care if Geronimo Allison is in there for Devontae or Jordy. Don't care.
I mean, guys are going to come off the field for fatigue on long drives, etc.
But not in the first quarter.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
For the most part, these three need to be on the field at all times. I don't want to have 100 sub-packages on offense where these three are rotating in and out as much as Randall Cobb.
100 sub-packages, trust me.
But those three better not be coming out. You want to sub in and out your running back situation with Ty Montgomery, Williams, whatever, you go right ahead. You want to sub in and out Kendricks and Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison, you go right ahead. But that's where it should stop. There shouldn't be anything else. So if that's what it is, then Randall Cobb is going to be on the field probably about as much, if not less, than what he was last year. But again, am I got Randall Cobb out? This is how I look at Randall Cobb. Is Randall Cobb out there to score touchdowns for me? No. Is Randall Cobb out there to catch that first down play, get that third and five catch? Is that what he's out there for? For me, that's what he is now. Third and five, I got double coverage rolling on Jordy, double on Devontae, whatever the case may be. Maybe I want Ty Montgomery over the middle for 5 yards.
It's going to be so hard.
Not Ty Montgomery, Randall Cobb.
You're right, Steve. But so the way you explain it.
Is that right or wrong?
Yeah. But the way you explain it, it's going to be, I agree with you, but it's going to be so hard for him to catch those balls this year. Because at third and five, that's Lance Kendricks, that's Marty, that's Ty, that's Randall Cobb. That's four guys looking for balls on third and five. And I'm good with either one of those guys. But that cuts in to Randall Cobb's touching the ball. That's why I want him on punt return.
This Lance Kendricks love affair is just wonderful. But I hope he's as good as you all think he's going to be.
No, it's not really a love affair. It's just about how they use him within this offense.
Also, all the other weapons that are going to be on the field with at the him. Same time that are going to open things up for him.
With him.
Because you got to think that Jordy, Devontae,
he's going to get the favorable matchup.
Exactly. All those guys are going to.
I understand you.
He'll get the. Out of Randall Cobb, he's the one that's going to get the favorable matchup until you start burning people.
But this
then
is
they got to figure it
okay,
out.
Okay, but this is what you have to think of. Think of what we said. Those three guys, Jordy, Devontae, and Bennett, are all on the field, right? Mm-hmm. So now you talk about these sub packages of mm-hmm. the other guys that are going to come on yeah. off the field. Randall Cobb, Geronimo Allison, mm-hmm. Lance Kendricks, and then whatever you want to do at running back.
Yep.
Right? So amongst those three players at wide receiver that you're going to rotate in and out, put them in order. Who gets more playing time between Kendricks, Cobb, and Allison? See that, and that to me, I think
but
Cobb still wins
rub.
That.
That's the rub. Well, because see, I don't know if he wins it because I think it's that what's going to happen is Steve. Just say he wins it, it still takes away from his catch.
Sure, it does. No, I agree with you.
His touches are going to go down.
I think a lot of people look at it and
so
go,
"What did he have?
Lance-
81 last year, Rummy? 81 passes
you,
thrown to
who
him?
Were you asking me?
Randall Cobb had
84.
84.
Yeah."
Because that's what it's about, 84 targets.
And I would imagine that goes down to about 65 or 70, somewhere in that area.
So if that, and how many balls did he catch with 84 targets last year? 60?
Yeah.
They better be damn efficient.
They're going to be I don't think he's going to stretch the field on anybody. So forget that. So for me, it's going to be those third down plays where it's third and five, third and six. I think that's how you use them. Now, Gary?
Yes, sir.
If they view Randall Cobb like you view Randall Cobb, then he shouldn't be on this football team.
I didn't say he shouldn't be on this football team. What?
Because because for the amount of money you're paying him, he's not as valuable as the money you're paying him. Because if they look at him and go, he's an older version of what we used to have. He's not as explosive as he used to be. He doesn't appear to be the same player as he was. Then he's not as valuable in the punt return, and he's not as valuable on the field if you're not going to use him in third and short plays because, like you said, and you're right, you have all these other guys you can go to in third and short. So why is he here?
You go to the extreme sometimes.
Let's go to
no, I'm just saying worth. I'm not well, criticizing okay. you for yeah, saying what you said. No,
so why is he here? Because this is like the more I can have. You want all the chips. You want them all, and he adds something with all.
Wouldn't
so
that money gives, be better spent on the defensive
well,
side of the
well,
ball?
It, well, that
and
time
that
will come.
Also, that money's tied up. They
that
can't
time
get
will
out
come.
Of his contract.
That time
no,
will
but
come.
You can trade.
Sure.
Yeah, but that time will come. But right now, you're at a plus situation where you have all these toys, and now you're going to make defenses match up to you.
I would love it. Look, if you're going to use Randall the way we just said, and I think that's the only way you can use him, wouldn't you love to have a nice, big, nice defensive lineman instead of Randall Cobb for that same amount of money? Or a nice, meaty, veteran inside linebacker instead of Randall Cobb for that same money? Or a nice, rotational outside linebacker that has experience that can do something instead of Randall Cobb for that money? That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is you could take him and turn him into something more of a need that you can get more use out of. That's all. I'm not saying cut him. I'm just saying there has to be a way to get more for your buck if that's all you think you're going to get out of Randall Cobb this year on the football field.
Let's get in Anthony and Muskego real quick. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tony? Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Tony.
There's no reason you wouldn't have Cobb back on punt returns. I mean, if he's your best punt returner, you put him in, he's a playmaker. I mean, especially if his touches are going to be limited. I mean, field position is a huge part of the game. I think it's a no-brainer. And I don't also kind of disagree with the fact that they should just get rid of Cobb. I mean, that is an extreme point of view. I think they have plenty of salary cap room. If they wanted to make a move to pick up a player at one of those positions you mentioned, Sparky, they could have done that. I mean, they're well under the cap. I don't think Cobb's contract deterred them.
No, you're absolutely right. That's true. But they're going to use that money for extensions. And we were going to get into that today. We're not going to have time today. But they have to extend guys. Davante Adams, Clinton Dix, Lindsley. I mean, there's guys they have to extend. That's where he's going to spend his money. We're guessing.
That's going to be a lot of money.
Right. We're guessing that's where Ted's going to spend his money. Because if he is going to pay Davante like a number one, like Rami says, you're going to pay it a ton. I bet you Davante doesn't take the discount like Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson.
And Ha's a Pro Bowler.
He's not going to take a discount.
Nope.
He's going to get paid too.
And you shouldn't on your first big contract.
Not saying you should. But Jordy did.
Yeah, but Jordy knew he was going to get another one.
Well, don't you assume that if you're a player?
No.
No, not in the NFL.
No.
Well, then why does Jordy assume that?
Well,
because he was still early enough in his career and productive enough that he knew that the big payday was coming. Once you get that first big payday, second one is never guaranteed.
But my point to you, Rami, is Jordy took the discount to stay, and Gary said that's because he knew he was going to get another one. Well, if I'm Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers is going to be here for my next contract.
Right.
That's the assumption. Mm-hmm. So couldn't you do the same thing? And if I'm Clinton Dix, that's a little bit different because you've seen Nick Collins go down with injury, mm-hmm. Red Butler go down with injury. Mm-hmm. So that's different.
Taking all the
you
money.
Could get hurt quicker there, maybe.
I see both of those guys taking all the money.
I would too.
We'll see.
I agree.
We'll see.
Gary says Randall Cobb looks old, not nearly as old as most of the big three looks, yet Sparky doesn't think MJ could compete with those jokers. It's the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. We'll talk about that next. It's the Wendy's Big Show. We're live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Get back to some Packers talk with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider at 3:35. He'll tell us about some new defensive packages that the team is playing with. Get into some Brewers at 3 o'clock. Do you understand what David Stearns is doing yet? That's coming up at 3. Right now we want to know, how do you think Michael Jordan would fare in the Big Three Basketball League? 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. What?
Matt Anderson. Uh-huh. Normally I never give out last names on the air.
Uh-huh.
Tweeted 8 minutes ago, damn, Sparky is depressing to listen to.
Uh-huh.
What did I say that was depressing?
I don't know.
Matt Anderson.
Yeah.
Do you know who Matt Anderson?
No. I see the picture of the guy. All right. It says, damn, Sparky's depressing. What did I say about the Packers that was depressing?
I don't know.
Gary, did I say something depressing about the Packers?
Matt, what did Sparky say? Please tweet us.
No, I'm serious. I just want to know.
I'm serious, too. Matt, tweet us what Sparky said that made you depressed.
What did I say that was depressing? I mean, normally I get why people say I made him depressed or why I made him angry. Normally I can go back and go, oh, I said that. Okay,
right.
I get it. In this case, I didn't think I said anything negative.
I don't know. Not anything.
Why don't you ask him what it was?
I just did. Go ahead, Rami.
So yesterday, I don't even know how it came up. Were we talking about Kobe potentially playing? No, you were talking about how fat Michael Jordan looked in some picture that you showed me.
Yeah, it was him and Scottie Pippen at flight school, and he was wearing some type of sweatsuit.
And
you could see his gut.
And I said he would
Pippen looked good.
And I said he would still tear up this big three league.
Yeah, and I laughed at you.
Sparky scoffed.
Yeah, I did.
Gary, how do you think Michael Jordan would fare in the big three
league? Rami didn't stop.
No,
Gary left early yesterday, and I hear Rami in every break continuously tell me about Michael Jordan.
414-799-1250. Line them up. Come on, guys. Just get in on this.
Please help Rami.
Well,
help me. Help you.
No, because I hate arguing with Rami on these types.
Help you come to your senses.
Right. I hate doing this.
Well, you're on his side?
How can you not be on my side?
Mike
don't
be broke up. No, I see.
Come on, man.
You follow Mike.
You don't even have to run. It's 3-on-3. It's half court.
Have you seen Mike?
Yes. I saw Mike in a video today. Looks good. That picture of Sparky showed me yesterday, he was wearing a suit coat.
The
suit coat was bubbled out.
Bruh. It was a sweat top.
I saw him today.
In a black t-shirt.
In a black sweatshirt.
What does black do to you, Gary, when you're wearing a black shirt?
Slimming.
Thank you.
He was wearing black in the picture you showed me.
No, he was beige. It was on TV.
No, man.
It was a light beige.
Mike smoking.
2-3 cigars a day.
He doesn't have to run.
Mm-hmm. Having a couple bottles of wine today, probably.
It's a half-court game.
He's got to lift.
He doesn't have to run.
He's smoking 2-3 cigars a day. He's drinking the best whiskey and wine anybody can get
right?
all day, every
so?
Day. He ain't ready for that. He might can play one game.
What do you think Steven Jackson is doing in his free time?
He's playing basketball.
Steven Jackson just got out.
I don't care.
He's playing.
He's close to it.
Mobley?
He's been out for a while.
Yeah.
He's averaging 20 points a game.
Because he can shoot.
He's the third leading scorer in this league.
Catino Mobley. Yeah. Mike, it's going to be all broke up, man.
Stop,
I'm
dude.
I'm telling you. 414-799-1250. What's the question?
How do you think Michael Jordan would do in the big three?
It's a basketball league, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
All the old guys. Give me the leading scores in this thing.
I have it right in front of me.
Give them to him.
This league is so terrible.
Give them to him.
And some of these names that I'm about to read off to you, it's amazing to me that they're the league leaders
in
scoring. Rashard Lewis is number one.
The leading scorer.
At 22.5 points per game.
Okay.
Steven Jackson is the second leading scorer at 21 points a game. Ketino Mobley, the aforementioned, is averaging 20 points per game. Rashad McCants, for crying out loud, is averaging 18.2 points per game.
That dude was a complete letdown in the NBA, man. He looked so much better coming out of college when he actually played.
Yeah. Al Harrington is averaging 15.7 points per game.
So let me get this straight. So you're saying Michael Jordan
throws up 20 a game.
Will be a leading scorer in his league. Just going to go out there.
He would at least score 20 a game.
And so who's leading scorer?
That'd be good for third in the league.
Who's leading scorer?
Rashard Lewis.
Oh, come on, Rami.
What?
Rashard Lewis can't carry Michael Jordan's jockstrap.
Exactly my point.
We're going out there then.
He's just baiting you, Rami.
Jump on it. Go on, say it. Say it.
He couldn't hold Michael Jordan's jockstrap.
And he will be the leading scorer in this league. 414-799-1250. Rami Mikhailov said that Michael Jordan will be the leading scorer in this 3-on-3
league. I don't even know who Andre Owens is.
Do you agree?
And he's averaging 15.5 points per game.
He would agree.
Have you ever heard of Andre Owens?
Go to Glenn and Oak Creek.
You even know who Andre Owens is?
Go to Glenn and Oak Creek.
I ask you a question.
No.
Thank you.
Go to Glenn
and
Oak
Creek. He's averaging 15.5 points per game.
Go to Glenn and Oak Creek.
Glenn and Oak Creek, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
What's up, Glenn?
I have to agree with my boy, Michael Jordan. Who's off.
See?
I mean, you got the former Chris Jackson out there ripping these fools up.
My dude, rule rope, whatever it is.
Jordan don't come in there. Y'all can't hold me.
Hey.
He going to kill him.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf is averaging 14 points a game,
and
man.
That's another dude that didn't stand for the national anthem.
Hey, Glenn.
Walked out of the arenas.
How many pairs of Jordans you got?
I don't like to buy them. Sorry.
Good. Don't waste your money.
I got shirts and shorts. But I wouldn't buy the shoes because I'm socially, economically responsible.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. You said it right. That's good.
Thanks for the call, Glenn.
That's more crazy.
We appreciate it. Did you hear what I just told you?
Yeah.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
I know he was killed the other day. I saw it.
He's averaging 14 points a game, man. You're telling me
did he have like a little tick?
Who, Rauf?
Yeah.
He beat a little tick.
Yeah. He had something going on, like a little tick.
And he was first guy that didn't do the whole anthem thing.
Yeah, he was.
In professional sports.
Yeah, he was.
That's when the NBA put the rule in that said you can't leave the arena.
Yeah, he was a Muslim.
You can't leave the court. Yep.
Yeah.
Used to have his back facing towards everybody when they were all facing the flag.
How old is Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf?
Oh, he played when Jordan played. He might be older than Jordan.
Yeah, he might be 40. LSU.
I don't know if he's older than Jordan. He's got to be close to Jordan's age.
He's 48 years old, man.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He's around Jordan's age.
He's sugar 48.
48. Yeah. Don't tell me Michael can't do this. Michael's 50.
Yeah, he's around Jordan's age. I knew they were close.
But my mood is shape, though, dog. He don't eat pork.
You should have seen if we had video
in
the studio.
Michael is 54.
Okay, 6 years. That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
It's not that much time.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
I'll check in with you at 48, and we'll check in you at 54 if you're still alive, and you will see.
I'm telling you, 48 and 54.
But you're telling hold on,
I'm that right now. That's a whole different.
You're telling me 6 years. You're telling me 6 years. Huge. Is enough for Michael Jordan to come down to Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf's level? You need to stop, man.
But Mike ain't in shape, bro.
He doesn't need to be.
Mike got a gut.
He doesn't got to run. Mike, he doesn't got to dunk.
Mike got that girl.
He can still drop that little turnaround jumper on you.
No, I don't think he got none of that. And little kick back. You do.
Yeah.
No. 414-799-1250.
Man.
Rami Mikhailov said Michael Jordan could be the leading scorer in this 3-on-3 tournament that
he could
right now with all these other
jokers. Yes, he could.
Mahmoud
Abdul-Rauf is scoring 14 points a game.
Him.
I don't know how I thought for sure. I really did. I don't know if I've ever changed your guys' mind on this show.
No.
I thought for sure when I read down the list of the leading scorers in this league, that this would be one time where you guys would just throw your hands up in the air and go, you know what, Rami's right.
No.
Rashad McCants is averaging 18.2 points per game. Surely Michael Jordan could do something.
Michael Jordan couldn't stop Rashad McCants.
Stop it.
Charles tweets at the fan, says, stop it. It's a big difference between late 30s and mid-50s, Rami.
There isn't a high level of competition going on here, man.
You discount age very, very quickly.
No, I don't.
You
discount greatness very, very quickly.
Greatness when they're great is one thing. Greatness when they're old is old. Totally different. He is not the same player he was even with the Wizards when he was not the same player as he was with the Bulls when he came out of retirement. He's just not. He's not the same guy. I hate to break it to you that your hero is done, but your hero is done. It's all done.
I know he's done. He's not coming back to the NBA.
Done.
Look at this is Michael today, Gary.
He can't play in this league.
Forget that picture that Sparky showed you yesterday. That's Michael today.
No, man.
That's what he looks like today. He's not that out of shape.
Yeah, he is, man.
And it's not like he's just going to, okay, I'm going to play in the big three and just walk out onto the court and play. He's going to work out. He's going to get ready.
Yeah. You got some support here. Keith tweets at the fan, only way he wouldn't be the leading scorer is if AI actually showed up or Kobe entered the league. The rest of those guys are sad. Let me tell you something. AI attempted to play one game because he didn't want to play because he knew he couldn't hang with these guys and was like 2 of 5 or something. That was it. That was all she wrote. AI was no longer interested because AI isn't in that shape. AI is not anywhere close to being the player that he was. Michael Jordan ain't dumb enough to think that he could play. Now, Scottie Pippen, that's entertaining to me. I listen to a little Scottie talk, but there's no way Michael Jordan's going to come back into this in that big three league and do something. Is there anybody in their 50s at this point, Gary, that you think could come in and compete in that league? In their 50s. So from like the Jordan era, Barkley certainly can't.
No. I do have one name, though. I think Scottie Pippen could come in.
Yeah, that's the one guy. Based on how he looks.
Yeah, how he looks. Just how he looks.
He looks in shape like he can go. Yeah. So maybe Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
But there ain't anybody else. I don't know who else would it be? Stockton? Could Stockton come in and shoot it still and play a little bit?
Right.
You know who they need to get in this league?
Mark Price.
Steve Nash. That's who they need to get in this league. Nash.
They need to get Kobe in this league.
Not Kobe's who they need to get.
Although Kobe looked a little chubby. He pointed that out himself in one of his Instagram posts.
Okay, well, clearly, he had no shirt on. How could you argue it?
He started the hashtag Mamba Thick.
So if you think Kobe is a little chubby, what do you think Mike is?
Michael's about the same. Now he's 20 years older, okay? So I know that the knees and everything else aren't working as well as they are with Kobe. But when you just talk about like body fat and composition, they look about the same.
No,
yes, they do.
Do me a favor.
What?
Google Michael Jordan smoking cigars. Just Google that.
Why would I do that? I know he smokes cigars.
But just Google it. Just,
what, you want a picture?
Yeah, Google that and see. Just Google that. See if
I can't believe you guys. This
he ain't. No, man. That joke ain't. No.
Do you know what you sound like?
Huh? He never goes away.
Smart?
No. Do you know who he sounds like?
Who?
Brett Favre fans?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Man, Brett Favre, come back. Lead the Packers tomorrow if Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Where's Michael smoking a cigar? What does that prove?
Brett Favre be the guy. That's what you sound like.
That ain't the one picture, but okay, I get along. I go with that.
Here's another one. Dan tweets at the fan. Dude, MJ would destroy these clowns. You seen how bad the shooting is in the big three?
It's terrible.
Look up MJ shooting now. Still on fire.
See, I think that you guys think that me saying this is somehow saying that Michael Jordan is still a great basketball player and the guy that we saw in the 90s.
No, I'm not saying that.
This is more a testament to how bad the big three is than it is to how good I still think Michael Jordan is. It's not a high level of competition. It's terrible. It's awful. It's like a bunch of ex-NBA players got together at the Y.
I'll tell you something right now. If Ice Cube, that's who's doing this league, right? If Ice Cube thinks that Michael Jordan can play, then Ice Cube needs to pay Michael Jordan to go play.
Michael doesn't need the money. He's not doing this nonsense.
Because that right there, that helped put this league on the map. But really, you don't even need Michael Jordan. You can do it with Steve Nash, Kobe, Vince Carter if he retires after the upcoming basketball season. There's enough guys that are going to come out of this league. If you can make it financially make sense for them coming out of the NBA to go straight into that 3-on-3 league, that would make sense. But then you also would have to put age restrictions on it, I think. And just say, look, you can only play to your 40. And then after your, well, not 40, maybe not. Because Kobe's, what's Kobe? Kobe's 38, 39,
something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. So maybe you don't put an age restriction on it. But I think you do try to get those stars right out of the NBA, right in your 3-on-3 league. Because if Steve Nash was playing on one of these teams, right? Mm-hmm. If Kobe was on one, Vince mm-hmm. Carter, if he retires, if he's on one, Ginobili, Tony Parker, when these guys start retiring, Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. I mean, now all of a sudden, you got guys that are relatively just out of the league, can still play.
Right.
People still have their jerseys, that are still wearing them, can now come, fill the arenas, and people like Rami will watch.
Here's Fat Kobe, Gary. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Chunky.
Oh, yes.
It's hanging over the shorts.
Let me take my shirt off.
No, don't do that.
I look like that.
No. And he put that picture out himself yesterday.
Man. Can you take that picture and put it side by side with Gary without his shirt on?
Oh.
I think that'd
be
fun.
Do I have to?
I think that'd be fun.
He posted that picture on Instagram yesterday, and he says, objects on camera may appear larger than they do in the mirror. Ha ha. Okay. Give me 30 days. Hashtag challenge accepted. Hashtag Mamba thick.
Got another one here. It says, put Ray Allen in that big three league.
He'd be good.
He'd be good too. Now.
Yeah, he would.
Now.
Right now. Walking into the big three league and play.
Yes.
He just walked out.
I mean, you know who I'm surprised ain't playing that big three league?
Who?
Maybe he's not in shape. Sprewell.
How old is Spree, though?
He got to be around Michael Jordan's age.
He's too busy hanging out downtown Milwaukee, man. He doesn't have time for that.
Is he not in shape?
You remember when Spreewell was going to come on the radio with us?
Yeah, that wasn't really Spreewell,
dude. Man, that wasn't his.
You weren't the
Twitter
only one,
account.
Though. I read an article, I think it was at Deadspin, about a bunch of people who got catfished by that fake Latrell Spreewell. Yeah, I do.
Did he call in on our show or something, too, or no?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I don't think he did.
Spreewell is 46. Be 47 in September.
But you got to measure the 46 on your party life.
Well, that means he's like 56.
That's what ages you. And Michael Jordan, to me, is in that same category.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He could roll with the best of them. Stay up all night. He was still doing that. He was still doing that years ago when he owned the team. Frank tweets at the fan, Sparky, Jordan would lead in scoring for the first 2 minutes of each game. Then it would be a beer and cigar time. See, and would Jordan really want to play all those minutes?
You guys act like nobody else in this big three league is partying, man. Allen Iverson was at the casino. That's why he missed a game.
Yeah, but he's not playing. He's coaching. And he got suspended a game for that. Big three came down on him hard.
This just proves to me that you guys will never admit that you're wrong.
Oh,
you will never admit on the show that you're wrong. Okay?
Here's another one.
To the part of Colin Kettle
Black. Rig just texted me.
I've admitted that I'm wrong.
Big Rig.
I've admitted that I'm wrong.
What?
I've admitted that I'm wrong.
Steve?
How many times are you going to repeat this exchange?
Steve?
No need. We'll just move on, Gary. Big Rig, because he's not going to admit now that he was. Just forget it. We're not going to win. Big Rig texted me, said, how old is Del Curry? Remember that deep shot he made from in front of the media table after Steph challenged him?
No,
in loafers?
No,
completely cold?
Nope.
Big Rig with Del Curry.
No.
Why not?
Del can't do that. Del have a heart attack.
Why not?
You guys are disappointed.
Del looks like he's in good shape.
No, Del ain't. No, he ain't doing that.
You guys have disappointed me.
Del ain't doing that.
Flat out disappointed.
You're like Brett Favre guys.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you
no,
are.
I'm not.
Michael Jordan guys are like Brett Favre.
Yeah, they're the same guys.
Same people.
No, same
I'm not.
People.
I'm not saying.
Complain or they're dead.
No, people think that Brett Favre could come back and play in the NFL right
now.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the big three. Again, this isn't about how good Michael Jordan still is. It's about how terrible the big three is. That's what this is about.
You got to take a break. You won't take Nathan.
We got to take a break. Ah, screw it. We're already behind. Nathan, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to throw a couple points out there. One real quick. My son just got done with a Bucks basketball camp, had 60-year-old Sidney Moncrief show up, says he's still dunking, and he hit consecutive threes back-to-back-to-back-to-back like it was nothing. He's 60.
Now, and Marcus Johnson's still dunking, too.
Right. So, no, I'm not saying that he would dominate or anything,
right.
But I would say I'm sure he could hold his own. And the one thing to go about the guy smoking and whatnot, Cutino Mobley owns a franchise of marijuana stores. I think he's smoking pretty heavily.
Look that up, Robin. See,
get
Robin.
Out of here.
I think he's right.
Really?
Yeah, I remember hearing that story. Yeah,
the medical marijuana stores. Look it up.
Look that up, Robin.
All right.
I'm sure that's a profitable business for him. Thanks for the call.
Sparky, I'll look that up while you talk about Young Express. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Young Express, if you are looking for a new career, Young Express is obviously the place where you want to go get started. We've talked about that before. But let's talk about those of you that are running shipping departments and are dealing with a lot of stress from your companies trying to get the freight that your freight provider, I can't say freight, call Young Express to move your freight today. Now check this out. They're located right there next to the airport at General Metro. Plus, they have macro point tracking with driver locations updated every 30 minutes. You get automatic email updates as the driver is taking your freight to wherever it's going. Plus, we know that your pickup and delivery will be on time. In fact, they have a 98% on-time rate. Take away the stress from what you do for your job running a shipping department. Take away all the people yelling and screaming at you that, why is it that we keep getting stuff to places late? It shouldn't be getting there on time. Young Express has been doing it for 26 years and for a good reason. They deliver freight all across the country and still one of the fastest growing companies in all of the U.S. Call them today at 747-0100. Again, that's their dispatch department, 414-747-0100, or visit them at youngexpress.com.
Catino Mobley is indeed the owner of marijuana dispensaries in Rhode Island and Malibu.
Both coasts.
Yes.
Yeah, he played at Rhode Island.
Businessman.
Him and Lamar Odom are on the same team, weren't they, Gary? I'm pretty sure. Gary?
Pretty sure, too. I thought we were going to a break.
Yeah, we are.
I was just talking. Never mind.
On the other side.
Well, I mean, we always just talk. I mean,
well, no, I was just asking if you agreed with me on that or not.
Yeah, I agree with you, Steve.
Okay, thanks.
But, I mean, can I just a quick question? You want to go to the break or not?
We are so late.
How do you own marijuana stores and still can be, like, doing the NBA thing? Isn't that a conflict?
It's not in the NBA. It's in the Big Three.
Yeah, it's not sanctioned.
Ice Cube is the commissioner, dude.
What more do you want to know?
So right. Now what, we're gang affiliated, allegedly, or what?
What? Who said anything about gangs?
Because he owns a marijuana store, he's gang affiliated?
No, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube has been out of that life for a long time, man. Come on.
Don't you age out of it at some point?
I mean, he probably still knows people.
Isn't Ice Cube like 100?
My uncle never aged out of it.
There's two ways out. You either die or go to jail.
Right.
What I understand.
So Ice Cube, then you're saying...
If he was ever a gang member, may still be.
Oh.
I don't know. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We'll hit a quick break allegedly. On the other side. Do you get...
Anybody what seen Allegedly lately?
I haven't seen him in a while.
He'll be at State Fair with us tomorrow.
Okay. How hard are you guys going to make me work to get to this break?
Come on out tomorrow and out at State Fair. We're right next to TMJ, right?
Yes.
So, again, if you wanted to fall asleep...
Well, TMJ is right next to us.
Right.
Right.
So, if you want to fall asleep, listen to them. If you want to be entertained, come hang out with us right next to them.
Hit a quick break. Do you get what David Stearns is doing yet, people? It's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.